Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The woman who police say made up the story about her young daughter being kidnapped at gunpoint in Delaware now faces murder charges. KYW's Tim Jimenez, the story from Newcastle.
31-year-old Darian Randall is behind bars here in Newcastle on the charge of filing a false report to police. But at some point, she's going to be extradited back to Maryland, where she faces first and second-degree murder charges. Newcastle County Police say Randall initially told them that her 3-year-old daughter, Nola Dinkins, was kidnapped at gunpoint after she pulled over to the side of a Newark road Tuesday night. Police then put out an Amber Alert. But later, they said they determined that Randall was lying to them, and the homicide investigation was centered in Maryland.
Maryland State Police say they found a body yesterday afternoon in Cecil County, where Randall and her daughter lived. They say the remains they found were consistent with that of a small child, but they're waiting on autopsy reports before they can positively identify the body. Randall's boyfriend, 44-year-old Cedric Britton, has also been arrested on accessory charges and failure to report a child's death. More than 24 Norristown residents have been arrested by ICE agents in the last 2 weeks. Norristown community members are calling for the release of their loved ones and for Montgomery County to stop working with the agency. KYW's Vic Ragyapati reports.
At the Reformed Church of the Ascension in Norristown, some family members of people detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement shared their harrowing stories. Janet Navarro's brother-in-law, 40-year-old Wilfredo Rafael Ojeda Solis, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, was detained by masked agents who were looking for someone else while he was on his way to work.
We've been left scrambling to try to find resources and assistance for him. He absolutely wants to fight for his case, and he wants to do anything possible to be able to come home and be here with us.
It was an emotional evening, as those who did speak acknowledged how their communities are gripped with fear and many are left too concerned for their safety to raise their voice. The organization behind the event, Unidas para Servir Norristown, is calling on Montgomery County to pass the Welcoming Act, which would limit communication between police and ICE.
Organizers of the event have called on Montgomery County to pass the Welcoming Act, which would limit communication between police and ICE. The organization says at least 25 people from Norristown have been detained since May 30th. 911 dispatchers, trash collectors, and correctional officers are a big step closer to walking off the job. DC 33, Philadelphia's largest blue-collar union, has voted to authorize a strike. Its president says the vote, quote, sends a clear message to the city administration that our members are united and prepared to take action if necessary. Its primary issues, wages, job security, and health benefits, they say they're committed to negotiating in good faith. Contracts for all four of the city's municipal unions expire at the end of the month. DC 33 is the first to authorize a strike. Mayor Parker says she is pro-labor. She has asked City Council for a reserve fund totaling more than $500 million over 5 years to pay for union contracts. One of the country's top vaccine experts says he's worried about the future of vaccine policy after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fired all the members of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee this week. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
It's a unpredictable time.
Dr. Paul Offit serves on the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, which works with the CDC to approve and recommend vaccinations for Americans. Offit is disappointed with Kennedy's decision to purge all 17 members of the panel and appoint replacements.
For the most part, you don't have people who have experience taking care of patients with vaccine-preventable diseases or talking to parents or patients about vaccine-preventable diseases. It's like just a curious lack of expertise across the way.
Offit says the medical and scientific community has lost trust in the CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices.
Kennedy said the firings were due to conflicts of interest, but provided no evidence to support that claim. Offit calls Kennedy an anti-vaccine advocate and conspiracy theorist and says he wouldn't be surprised if he made changes within the FDA. Authorities in Chester, Delaware County are trying to curb a rise in crime among the city's youth by instituting a summertime curfew. The move is drawing mixed reaction from parents and children who live there, as we hear from KYW's Justin Udo.
They still won't go outside, so I don't think it's going to work.
That's Parrish Shaw, a Chester resident who is not in favor of the city's police department's decision to implement a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew for minors. Officials say a rise in juvenile-related crime involving young people as both victims and offenders led them to issue the curfew. But Shaw thinks a heavier police presence and not a curfew would help the kids better enjoy their summer.
I don't know, they got to play their part more.
Amber, on the other hand, says it's a step in the right direction.
I think it's a good idea if they're going to stick to it. You're going to have to make some type of rules for these kids. These kids is out of control.
And she hopes police treat the kids who violate the curfew with respect and take them home without escalating any situation.
The summer curfew lasts until August 31st. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.